Episode 757, Your Love Signature.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. It is a beautiful day. And guess what? It is a start to a brand new week. And what better way than to work on your love signature? Oh, yes, indeed. We all need to have that time. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to the family. I'm so excited that you're here. You just put a smile on my face. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to finding your simple in every day. And one of those simplistic things in life is love. Love. Love is desired from all creatures, big and small. I want you to ponder today your love signature. Well, Heart Month is the month of February, and us now being in February of 2017, I don't know, did you look at your calendar? Have you already changed it over? Yes, we have already moved in to the second month of the new year. Time does fly by fast, doesn't it? But I want you to ponder today specifically love. With it being the month of February, Heart Month, it gives us that time and reminder, if nothing else, to say, you know what? Maybe love does matter. Love that only you can give in your special way. You see, God created you on purpose for a purpose. And you know this. We talk about it all the time. You logically think about it. Now, maybe it's not something that you are religiously sitting down going, I am created on purpose. I need to be doing something about it. Okay, we don't go to that extreme maybe. But we know we're special. We're very unique. He also gave you, though, the unique ability to love. It's your love signature. It's like your fingerprint that only you can give. If you were to ask your spouse or your boyfriend or your wife, and you ask them, what is it about me? They would begin to describe you in ways that describe the way you love them. The way you serve them, the way you give to them. You see, love reaches all five senses. Love can be seen, it can be heard, it can be felt. Love can be tasted, and it can be smelled. Now, I don't know about you, but I love tasting love. Don't you? Oh, yes. Bring on the chocolates. And guys, if you're listening, February 14th, yes, that is the day of love. It's Valentine's Day. Okay, I'm just saying. And for the women folk out there, you got to remember your hubbies too. You cannot leave them out. In fact, I got to tell you a little secret here. Why we're talking about loves and gifts and all of that jazz. I have five children, of course. Two are girls, three are boys. And I purchased two rings for my daughters. Now, I'm not one who does that very often, but I found these two very unique rings and I wanted to give it to them. But in order to give it to them, I wanted to make sure that their, you know, the ring size was right and everything. And so I already had it. And I was like, I can't wait any longer. I need to know if these rings fit. I'm, you know, within a time constraint here. If it doesn't fit and I need to get it resized or I need to get another ring, et cetera, et cetera. So my hubby and I decided we were going to give their Valentine's Day to them early. And so we gave it to them. Well, praise the Lord. Yes, the rings fit and they're beautiful. Well, that's not part of the story here that I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is guys like to taste love also. And so my little boy, my youngest of the five, says, Mom, do we get Valentine's gifts too? Knowing well off that Valentine's Day is still days and days and days away, but he wanted to make sure that he'd already planted that seed in me, that I was thinking about him and preparing something special for Valentine's Day. You see, love reaches all, big and small. It reaches all of our five senses. So what I want you to ponder is, how can you give love? That special way. You have the opportunity to impact daily in the world. Now, you might be saying, but I don't know very many people. I have like maybe 20 people that I deal with on a regular basis. That doesn't seem like a whole lot. Well, it doesn't matter if it's one person, 100 people, or 1 million. You impact, which means you matter. You have the only love signature that you can give. Because you see, when you were given that love signature, who ultimately signed that love signature to you? God Himself. Now, if that doesn't stop you in your tracks and start really making you think how blessed you are, how amazing He considers you as His child. I mean, that gives me goosebumps to know that not only did He sign His masterwork, His masterpiece, me, you, but He gave us a signature, a love signature that we are to share with the world. Many years ago, we were living in a really small town in Nebraska. Shout out to my North Platte family out there. I miss you all. I love you dearly, and you know you have a special place in my heart. And there I worked with hundreds of children, and I got to tell you, they probably taught me more than I ever taught them. But we worked together within my Christian musical group called Praise Kids. And we would come together 2 or 3 hours, depending upon what group you were in, et cetera, because I worked with kids 3 years old all the way up through 12th grade. And it didn't matter the age, and usually there was exceptions to the rule. I was the one in charge, so if I decided I wanted somebody in there, they could come in. And so we had two separate groups, and it was just amazing what they taught me. And so when we were ready to move, and the Lord was moving us on, and you know, we were told that we were to go someplace else, they wanted to give me kind of like a send-off party. And I never wanted to think of it as goodbye because, you know, I wasn't that. I mean, being from Hawaii, aloha is hello and goodbye. And in my opinion, I will see you again, Lord willing. Where? On the other side in heaven. But of course, I'm in no rush to that. But I know this is never a final goodbye. But they still wanted to have the send-off party. So we gathered together and it was wonderful. And what was really cool is that they gave me this most beautiful gift. It was a quilt. But it wasn't just any quilt that you could purchase at the store. Oh no. It's the greatest quilt in all the world. It had love written all over it. It's all the love signatures of my team and the children who taught me more about life and what God wanted to show me through them. It was his most beautiful quilt. All these love signatures, their love signatures, that only they could give. No one else could copy it. No other artist could come in. No other expert could write their particular name their particular way. It was their love signature. You carry an extreme power within you, your love signature. How you speak love in your day, how you respond to those in love, how you listen to those with love, and how you give love to others. Quite frankly, though, we don't realize our own power. This signature that God gave to only you, that you have, do you really cherish it? Do you know how great a gift that you have been given? Your love signature. So today I want to challenge you because I know you have nothing else better to do. It is Super Bowl Sunday. And maybe there you want to show a little bit of your love, your love signature. Put in your touches here and there. People will taste your love. And when they walk into the house, they're going to smell your love. And when they look at your face, they're going to see your love. And when you talk to them, they're going to hear your love. It's amazing what we can do as one. Because you see, you've got God on your side. And He doesn't see you just as one. When you've got Him, oh, you've got a multitude. And it's unstoppable. It's truly unstoppable love, your love signature is. So your challenge today is, I want you to be serious about your God-given responsibility. You are truly a heavenly hero. Now listen to this. You are truly a heavenly hero here on earth. And guess what your heavenly power is? It's your love signature. It truly is. So today, how are you going to choose to use your love signature? Even during the Super Bowl, even if your team is losing, or even if you're not getting the attention that you think because everybody else is watching those crazy commercials and you're like, well, what about me? Well, how are you choosing to use your love signature for the betterment of the world you touch? And carry that on into your week, into your business, into your children's lives, into the world that you touch. Live, love, and impact today because you carry the greatest gift here on earth, your love signature. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.